This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. When you move to New Hampshire from somewhere else, you join a group of people known as Flatlanders. Once a pejorative, the word Flatlander is now a more acceptable term for folks from away, and it does not refer to the geography of the place the person came from. Humor columnist Brendan Smith lives in Laconia, but he's been a Flatlander since he moved to New Hampshire from Long Island in the mid-1980s. He's been sharing his observations about life as a Flatlander in the Weirs Times and Cochico Times for years, and now he has collected some of his best columns in a book called Best of a F-O-O-L in New Hampshire. That's Flatlander's Observations on Life. And he joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by getting a sense of the voice you use in these columns. Could you read a little bit of the column called A New Day at the Dump?
Certainly. When I first started writing these columns, I told of the many different cultural adjustments I learned to come to in terms of how to fit in here as a Flatlander who had moved to central New Hampshire from just outside New York City. I covered topics like raking the roof, learning the local language, and winter driving. One column I wrote back then struck a lot of nerves and received a great response. It was about a very important piece of living here in New Hampshire that I learned to adapt to very nicely. Now, these many years later, this way of life is about to become extinct due to the litigious nature of our fellow man and woman that did not exist back then to the extent that it does today. Of course, I am talking about the great social experience of spending a day at the dump. Perhaps you've read of the situation of a town where a few dozen folks confronted the selectmen about their new policy which prohibits dump picking. To those of you unfamiliar, and shame on you if you are, dump picking is where folks go to the dump with empty pickup trucks and leave with them full of discarded objects thrown away by neighbors. Maybe some things you once admired are now finally able to claim as your own. It is also a great way to recycle and, on a social front, a terrific way to bond with other members of the community as you all climb carefully together upon the Tower of Tetanus, the metal Mount Everest at the dump. All bicycles, tools, golf clubs, and possibly antique weaponry from the Middle Ages can be found, dusted off, brought home, cleaned, sharpened, and ready to live yet another day. Perhaps even one unrecognizable metal object welded onto another unrecognizable metal object to create something that has never been seen before, but is still very practical. The new policy against dump picking stems from a recent fear of liability now facing towns. It is brought on by lawsuits by folks who seem to be looking for more than just good junk when they go to the dump.
And it goes on to describe the details of the lawsuit, your opinions on that. You're nicely sort of combining here a little bit of news, a little bit of commentary, and, of course, a lot of humor. I can't help but think of Dave Barry, the syndicated columnist who wrote in Miami. Is that kind of an inspiration for what you're doing here?
Actually, he was a great inspiration for me, and I welcome that, call it a compliment. Things he did, I'll admit that some of the style that he even used I've taken upon myself because I found it worked so well. And one of the things that I always appreciated with him was where he would talk about something and then maybe make a list and use maybe the first two, which made a lot of sense, and then the third one was totally ridiculous. I often steal that approach myself. Big inspiration to me, Dave Barry.
I wanted to ask you about another thing that appears in several of your columns, and that is FATSO.
Yes.
Which is an acronym for a fictional group, Flatlanders Adjusting to Solitary Oblivion. Tell us about FATSO.
Yes. Well, after I lived here, one of the toughest seasons to live here in New Hampshire for anybody, you come in the summer, you think it's a beautiful place. It is a beautiful place. You decide you want to live here, and then you finally move here, and then boom. Winter comes, which this one, not too much yet, but some have really been bad. So as I learned to adjust to living in the winter here in New Hampshire, when I finally, after a few years, I decided I needed to help other Flatlanders also adjust who moved here. So I started FATSO. It's a winter support group, 12-step program for those folks from away who need some support to get them through those first winters. And you know, if people can contact me secretly about it, if they like, I won't let on who you are. It's kind of a secret group.
And the word solitary, it seems like, is a little bit tongue-in-cheek because I imagine your column sort of brings together a community of Flatlanders, you know, people working together to get used to the climate of New Hampshire and also the social culture of New Hampshire.
Well, when I first started writing these columns in 1995, the term Flatlander was sort of looked on as a slur, and I took it on myself to have some fun with it. And once I started to use it, a lot of folks came out of the woodwork, wanted to claim they were natives, even though they weren't. If you're not born here, you're not a native. And over the years, I had quite a following, and people are now proud to call themselves Flatlanders. I like to think that I'm part of that.
And by the time I moved to northern New England permanently, I moved to Vermont about 6 years ago or so. That was the first time I heard Flatlander, and it wasn't used in any pejorative sense.
The natives use it secretly and whisper it behind their backs about us, but I'm hoping that I brought it to the forefront, tongue-in-cheek most of the time, to help people who are from away have fun with it. And it's mostly poking fun at myself, obviously, too, because I've had a tough time adjusting here because I'm not a handy person. So that was the basis for many of my stories, is in learning to adjust and not really being able to do a lot of things that come easily to most other people.
So let me ask you, what is the essential handy man or woman skill that someone moving to New Hampshire is going to need?
You need to know how to use a screwdriver.
They don't teach you that in Long Island?
Well, they do, but unfortunately, I really wasn't paying attention at the time. Yes, there are people in Long Island that do know how to do that, but I will admit that not all Flatlanders that move here are as inept as I was, but I think that New Hampshire people are a lot hardier and they like to do a lot of things themselves. I mean, my tenet is if something needs fixing and you can afford to do it, hire somebody else to do it.
So you've been in New Hampshire for several decades now. Do you still feel like a Flatlander? Do you still feel like an outsider?
Not as much as I used to. I'm sick. I just turned 60. I've lived here 30 years, so half of my life I've been in New Hampshire. I feel much more at home, but I'm still not very handy. I feel more like a New Hampshireite, and I must admit sometimes I have that native attitude of when the people move here from away, all of a sudden there's 10 people at a stoplight in the summer and you get upset, but then you forget about where you came from when you were at the Long Island Expressway getting caught in a 2-hour traffic jam because a tractor trailer overturned or whatever. It all comes back to you. So having those old New York thoughts helps me relax a little bit in the busy times here, but I get upset with some of the Flatlanders, so to speak, coming to visit us in the off season or in the good season here. That I have to keep myself in check on those things, definitely.
Well, Brendan, thank you very much for collecting the columns in this book.
Thank you, Peter.
That's Brendan Smith. He's the author of Best of a Fool in New Hampshire. That's A Flatlander's Observations on Life. And you can find a list of the 5 books on Brendan's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And we are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. What book has captured your imagination recently? Tell us the title, the author, your name, and where you're from, whether you are from New Hampshire or from away. Send us an email, books@nhpr.org, or send me a tweet, @PeterBiello or @NHPR. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.